Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hey, everybody, God bless you. Today is the 1st of January, and I want to give God the praise. And I got a record here I would like for you to hear. Got the time, but I want to let you know, our God is a great God. He is who he say he is. He open up, he open doors, and he close doors. And I want to thank you that what God is doing for me, all I can say is hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to play this record while some people come on. God bless you. Listen to it. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight for another opportunity. Sir, we just had a radio station over for the benefit of those who are calling unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Praise him for everything. Hallelujah. 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 Well, we just give God the glory. We thank God. I just want to play one of the tracks. If you listen, just stay on the line. I'm going to play this right quick so I can get us started. Amen.
Amen.
Just stay on the line. Give me a few minutes. Here it is. Amen.
Amen.
An old song I just pulled up and I said, I just like to let this new year, God is everything. Ain't nothing like God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you that I've offered about 5 of y'all have a cup of coffee with me tonight, and we're not on here to discuss how we feel or what we feel, but I would have you to know we just thank God for everything that he's done for us. First of all, I want to thank the young lady that's coming on right now and thank her for what God has done. Sister Harding, thank you for what all God has done for you, through you, and by you. And tonight, can I have a cup of tea with you? The Lord, we go to the Lord with a cup of tea, amen?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a cup of tea. We still love God, don't we? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, everybody, I'm going to pour the tea around. You got yours? So, we'll start sipping and talking. Amen. That's what they do at a tea tip. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'll just tell you, let me go and get my little sip of the tea. I want to thank you to know what God has done for me. For 3 years, I couldn't get on my knees. But last night, I was able to go down on my knees and thank my God, Yeshua HaMashiach. And I watched God keep me on my knees across me for 2014, or as we call 2015. And I found myself in the presence of the Lord than never before. And I want to say thank you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And the best is yet to come. Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
The best is yet to come.
Amen. So, Sister Harding, tell us what God has what is happening. I know what God is. God is moving you. God is shaping you. But somebody out there, amen, needs to hear. And I say you have a couple of people. Amen.
God, yes, God is moving. He's moving on my heart. But I know that we all are his children. And if he's moving on my heart, he's tugging on my heart. I know that he's tugging on all of our hearts to do his will. To put down those things that really don't matter. And as I was sitting at night watch last night, you know, it had me to take inventory of the past 12 months. And I said, you know, I just wasn't satisfied. And we all need to do the self-critiquing, but I think it was a little bit more than that. I really believe God was just helping me to realize that I need to prioritize and make his work a priority in my mm-hmm. life. And that is just not of God or of utmost importance. I need to set it aside. And,
amen.
And it was just so heavy on me. I couldn't even focus on the night watch service because the Holy Spirit was just talking to me about
hello
his work and putting down that which is frivolous, that which is meaningless, that which does not have any benefit for the kingdom. Now we have to work, you know, we there are things that we have to do, but all the foolishness has to be set aside if we're going to focus. If I'm gonna focus and run this race for the Lord, and at the end I want to say well done. And so those things that are stumbling blocks or hindrances or weight has to go. And I just say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
He wants us to be focused. And that's what he's doing me. And be focused and be fearless. Because the things that he's calling he asks us to do, some things may be scary. Some things we may think that we can't do it. I mean, some things that God's asked me to do, when I'm looking at it, I'm like, Lord, I don't have this support. I don't have this. I can't. But God says, you know, if I've asked you to do it, I'll provide a way for you. So just be fearless. Just go forward. It's a finished work, what I'm asking you to do. I just need someone to do what I'm asking them to do.
Amen.
And I just hope the Lord, yes, Lord, I'll do it.
Yes.
He's just looking for the will, and I believe he'll provide the way.
Yes. Amen.
He's just looking for someone to obey him, to go where he sends, to do what he says, and he'll provide the way.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Well, I know.
I just couldn't sleep last night. I don't know how God was dealing with you. I know Pastor Hunter, you said a little bit how, you know, he was really dealing with you, but God wants to do something new in the church, in the body. He wants people to see his glory, and he wants people to see his power like they did at Pentecost.
Amen.
But it takes someone to yield, to surrender, and to give up their all.
That's it. You just can't do it. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 And then when we the story where he called the disciple and he said, well, let me just go see my mother and father. And he says, you know, Jesus told them, no, you need to follow me. Let me just go to my relatives down. He said, no, let the dead bury the dead. I need you focused. I need you to make me a priority.
Wow.
What everyone else seems to have a priority for. I mean, something as serious as going to a funeral. Jesus said, no, I need you to make me number one. Let the dead bury the dead. Let the you want to have a successful ministry, this is showing me you have to be completely single, single in your focus. I mean, some people call these type of people fanatic. I've heard people say it don't take all that. But Jesus says it takes all that. It takes heart and all of your mind and all of your soul and all of your strength. It takes all that. If you want to serve God, he has to be number one. And so that is where I'm at right now. That's where God has me at right now. What is my priority?
Amen. Well, you know, I want to thank God for having that cup
Amen.
Of tea. Amen. And so I just say to the listeners out there, that number to call in is 347-850-8955. And if you got something you want to say, what God is doing, how God is blessing, and this is a new year. And I say a new year, it's a defined year. It's a year that God wants to, he wants to take us to another level. And I'm one that says, okay, Lord, not my will, but your will. One of the things I say in getting to know you that's on the radio with me, I have a love for you that you can't scratch away. I have a love because I see what God is doing through you to help me be manifested more. And the more, see, I write down all the messages y'all said that I hear. And I add, I said, Lord, what can I do? The Lord told me, as he said, it's time for the body of Christ to be focused on the will of God. And we're going to believe that it's going to come to Apostle Newsom Church, many folks in the month of January. We're going to believe that's going to be an increase in money, increase in attitude, increase of soul, increase in the viability, increase of those who say, yes, Lord. And they will come and come under the profound teaching. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Likewise me. So I will say this. That with us, there is no minimum MINIMUMWAGE. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It is incumbent upon us as we stand where we are tonight and letting the world know, yes, we're having a cup of tea with our Lord. I don't think God is upset us having a cup of tea.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so I tell everybody, come on, don't, we ain't going to sip tea. We just going to have a cup of tea. Now, the world tell you how to sip it. But if we take it to God, God says, okay, I'm going to turn it into wine. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let me put a little music on for you. I'm going to give another 2 minutes and we'll come right back, okay?
Okay.
Please come on. A little baby, please.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Is that all right, y'all? Was that too fast or just right? Were we knocking a home run or what?
Home run.
Home run. Well, we got the lady from New Jersey on there. Hello there. How you doing, Sandra?
Hey, how is everybody? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We're just having a cup of, praise the Lord. We're just having a cup of tea with the Lord tonight. And we thought we'd have you on the table with us, that we have a cup of tea with the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. But I want to go back to you, Sonia, and tell you I thank God for that 94-year-old lady that you had on the radio. Lord, have mercy. 94 years
Amen.
Old. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Well, we got a lot
thank
of work
you,
to do this year. We got a lot of work to do this year. And we're going to pray for each other. We're going to partner with each other. We're going to pray for each other. We're going to believe God because God is ready. And as I put the word out, you put the word out. That can be no more, and it's on my part. I've got to speak for me. That can be no more sloppiness. It has to be done in order. And as you're coming out telling the folk, for the first time in 3 years, Sonia, I've been trying to get on my knees, but never could. But last night, at 5 minutes to 1 to 4 o'clock, God allowed me to get on my knees last night and stay on my knees and got me up at the right time. And I thank God for him. I've never been able to do that for the last 3 years, but God said, healing is now. And as I was telling someone,
amen,
what has done for me, God said, he's not going to condemn his sons. He's going to chastise them. And so what it is, somebody asked me about it, said, from the prison, one of my good friends that's in prison, because he was dealing with drugs and trying to help him out. And I told him, he says, Hunter, he says, because you got all that power, why ain't, I said, wait a minute, ain't the power, I got nothing. All that come from God. I pointed to him to understand. When you disobey God and you're a son of God, God does not condemn you, but he chastises you. That's scripture. He chastises you, can bring you back in order. And so I said, well, God is bringing me back in order. Are you upset? Oh, no. My wife was even asking me, you not charging God? I said, no, because God didn't do this. Willie Hunter did this to himself because he wouldn't obey God. Let that soak in. Somebody out there, listen, let it soak in. See, because I know the more we trust in God, the more God
yes.
will. Things I've seen happen in the last 3 days, I ain't said them, but hallelujah, because everything is falling in order, falling in order. My grandson, now this is the joy, beloved. My grandson, who's 10 months old, my wife said, hey, boy. He shouted back, hey, girl. Now, you know everything. Everything went up. I said, there God is showing up. And she come out and she's, Hunter, Hunter, Hunter. And I said, I know. I said, God done bless you all with your grandson. She said, "You." I said, well, it's blessing us. See, but God has a way of speaking to us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So let's have a cup of tea with the Lord. Anybody got something they want to talk to the Lord about, tell him about? Let's try to eat help. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As always, a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Always. I was just looking at the scripture. And when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3,
mm-hmm.
and I was looking at this Bates Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make sure I'm in the right place. John chapter 3:3. Jesus answered and said to him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Now I looked over here to the reference, the begotten from above. You know, they have a reference, be born again, be begotten from above. It literally means there must be a transformation from God and a renewal in righteousness and true holiness to be saved.
Yes.
Everything that we can do is sit down being transformed, and it's not our work. Being transformed. And what do we need to do for that to happen in our life?
Being
transformed.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times we think we done arrived. People in their church think they done arrived. They get that collar on and all this stuff. And, you know, folks look at them and I can't go to church because these folks is fixed in the church and I ain't fixed. Don't get me started now. I'm going to leave this tea alone.
No, that's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Amen.
Amen. Because, I mean, what
you
say, go ahead.
Go ahead, Dr. Hunter.
No, you doing
I'm
gonna good.
Listen.
No, I'm going to listen too because I was enjoying the tea. I just put a little bit more in my teacup. Go ahead.
Because you got, Jesus is not just talking to anybody here. He's talking to a man high in the church.
Yeah.
He's talking to one of these Pharisees. And this is not just somebody off the street. This is somebody that knows this word.
Oh, my God.
Study this word that's known. This is the religious, this is the top of the line religious folks of the day. And he's looking at Jesus funny. When Jesus says to him, unless you be born again.
Yes.
He's looking at Jesus like, I ain't never heard what you talking about. I don't know what you talking about, because Jesus had to go into detail on him. You know, and we go to these cemeteries. let me leave it alone, because see, I go to poking fun too much, and it's a very serious thing. We go to seminary, and
we
know all this Greek and Hebrew, but we haven't been transformed.
Oh.
We have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, but that's a work not of me and not of you, but of the Holy Spirit. But he
Amen.
Do work through us.
Yes.
And, you know.
But you know what?
No, it's time to surrender all. You got to let it all go.
Let it all go.
To God.
To God.
Surrender it all. Just put your hand straight up. I surrender. I'm throwing in the towel. I ain't got no more fight. Take it all, Lord. You know, they talk about tithing. No, give it all. He want us to give all.
Oh.
I mean, if you don't give all, where you going? You don't give nothing.
That's it.
And, you know, everybody looking at, well, wait a minute, how much? Everything. It costs you everything.
Yes.
That's what denying yourself, laying down your life. You ain't holding nothing back.
My God.
That's
my
all
God.
I got for the tea. I'm going to go put some honey in it now.
Well, you stay on the line with us because I tell you, see, that's what this, we have joy in the Lord.
Yes.
We have joy in the Lord, amen? But I know this much because there are, like the, there was a saying said years ago, and I always try to remember this. What God said is a done deal. What the devil said is a damn deal. You see the difference? See, when God
Amen.
Does it, it's a done deal. When
yes.
he sent his only son, it's a done deal. He didn't say, well,
Amen.
My son, it's a done deal. See, and all I can tell you and say to you, if you believe and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the time has come for us who love God to do God's will. Because I'm here to tell you from this day, I'm recording this, I'm putting it on in file so that we can come back and listen to it. And give you an email how to unload it so you can hear it when you want to. One thing I will say to those of us who believe, to the believers, not the one who want to throw rocks at God, but to the believers, we who believe upon what God said His word, God wants to use us. God is not holding anything against us. God don't hate us. God loves us. He don't hate us. The devil say, we know God don't love you, will it, huh? And so you just a lie? When you tried to kill me, God was right there. I have proof in the spirit. The devil tried to, but I'm still here. And one thing I will say tonight, beloved, to those who are listening and those around the world, because we're moving out. We ain't staying around the shores. We're moving out into the water. That's where the big fish are. See, Jesus said, move out for just a little bit. See, we got to move out from the shores that we're now living on.
Amen.
Amen. Around our house, around our neighborhood, around our church. Whatever we do, we got to move out a little further. See, and somebody said, what about America? I said, America don't stand with America's America. But I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus more than anything else in this world. Am I going to live? The Bible says 124 years, so that's the word of God out of Genesis, and I'm looking at it, and I'm going to live it because I'm going to trust God. I'm going to get my body back in shape. I'm going to tell the truth of myself. Can y'all have a cup of tea with me right quick? I'll tell y'all the truth. Stop eating a lot of pork. P-O-R-K. They go oink oink. Stop eating a lot of pork. Stop eating a lot of stuff that's not a. And so, see, when you go read the Bible, and I come to find out, I said, what? God said, yeah. I said, oh my God. See, when you're studying a lot of nuts, a lot of rage, a lot of. And things that God would have for us to do for our bodies. It was for a reason. The H-E-R-B. Amen. Yes.
The Lord gave me a word on that in prayer about 5 or 6 months ago about my diet.
Yes.
And I was on my intercessory prayer. I heard, and in my quiet time, I heard the Lord tell me because I was talking to Him about my health. Because,
yeah.
You know, it's our health. If you want to run that race, you got to be in good health.
Yeah.
And the Lord,
that's right.
The Lord told me, quote unquote, He said, your diet should consist primarily of what grows from the ground.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
I'm going to repeat it, because I wrote it down after He told it to me. I'm going to see what I heard in the spirit. He said, your diet should primarily consist of what grows from the ground. He didn't say you can't eat any. He said the large percentage of your diet should be fruits and vegetables and nuts. That's what grows from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just putting my diet in perspective and telling me, and if it's good enough for me, I'm sure it's good enough for anyone that wants to, you know, get yourself in shape. So I'm just sharing that.
Amen. And you know what I found out? I've already lost 10 pounds. I've changed my diet. I'm eating a lot of wheat. I've just changed my diet altogether. And I found out something else. The more we obey God's word, because our bodies were made of dust. And you know one thing as I was studying and praying to God, that God revealed to me, He says, when Adam was Adam had it all. He had everything. but because he was disobedient when I instructed him, not the woman, I instructed him. Now, somebody hold your tea, hold your tea, hold your tea, it's getting hot. And I tell men, I said, men, what God has said for us, take charge. If you got a wife, we are to possess this whole place. God has told us, he said, you are to possess it. You are to own it. Ownership belongs to you.
Okay.
Amen. And I said, well, Lord, he said, yeah. And I say this one. See, I've come to find out this government we under, now, this is hot water, so don't y'all step in, but me. See, the government has one idea. Owe me, owe me, owe me, pay me, pay me. Oh, we're going to give them a little, we're going to give them a little bit. But I've come to, the more I've been standing for God, I said, okay, Lord, we got to do this. I've done it once and now, but you wouldn't listen. See, God wants us to listen. See, I'm going back on that old lady that was 94, an old man I know, 94 years old. That's a lot of wisdom in that room. But it's up to us whether we want to digest it. And I will say this the other night when Dr. Newsom was talking.
Yes,
good.
Sir.
Oh, he had a word, he had a word, he had a word that night. I got
glory to
this.
God. How you doing, Apostle?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year, everyone.
Amen.
Happy New Year's.
Amen.
But God spoke to me at the beginning of the year, and he spoke to me on consistency, being
yes.
consistent. And the scripture he spoke to me from is Galatians 6:9. He says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Doing, not having done, but doing. Let us not grow weary in well doing. Keep on
yes.
doing well. Keep on doing the things that Yeshua has called you to do. And
yes.
then he says, for in due season, at the appointed time, at that God time that he has set aside for you, set apart from you, you're going to reap your harvest. You're going to get great blessings. If you remain
yes.
consistent in your well-doing. The scripture says in Hebrews 11:6, he says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder to them who diligently seek him. That
yes.
word seek in Hebrew is darash, and it means frequent. Seek him frequently. That's that consistency in there again. So God will reward us for our consistency, our well-doing. You know, the grace message today, a lot of the grace messages, grace is in the Bible, but a lot of the grace messages have been perverted. Some of them are teaching that grace, the grace message, which is a beautiful message, but some people are teaching it in a way that it makes it seem like we don't have to do anything.
Huh.
But if we didn't have to do anything, why did God put faith in the Bible? Faith is action.
Yeah.
The Bible says faith without works is dead. So we still have to do something. God expects us to live according to his principles and to walk by faith and not by sight. We've got to remain consistent. Don't allow your situation to mislead you. When situations come, don't run from God. Run to God.
Yeah.
The Bible
Amen.
Clearly lets us know, no test, no promotion. And
yeah.
no matter how good you are, there's always another level to reach for.
Yeah.
Each course in God serves a purpose.
Yeah.
Nothing happens for nothing, and nothing comes by chance. We
Amen.
Have to be consistent in our well-doing. And then in due season, at that appointed time, God's going to bless you big time,
yes.
big time, because
big
of our consistency. We have
yeah.
to be consistent in our doing. And you know, when situations, like I say, when they get hard, don't run from God, run to God. And realize that your test, is that's what it is. It's just a test. And no test, no promotion. So don't get afraid of any test. You know, with the children of God and just the heathen, we're two different breeds of people. Now, you know, the child of God is to act a certain way. We're to act in faith. It's the heathen that runs scared and tucks their tail and act like it's all over with. When you get tried, when you get tested by Satan, when you get challenged, it's not over with. It's your opportunity to be elevated and to overcome by using your faith. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. The child of God, we're designed to use the trials and tests as a stepping stool to step up higher.
Yeah.
To step up higher. I'm telling you that each course in God serves as a purpose. And the purpose is to take us higher. And that's what God laid on my heart. Be consistent in your faith walk. Keep hearing the word. Keep believing the word. Keep speaking the word. Keep speaking in agreement with the word. Keep sowing, because God gives seed to the sower. And keep your church attendance up. I tell you, when you keep your church attendance up, those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they'll thrive with growth. And you'll even bring forth fruit even in your old age. We've got to remain consistent. Consistency is the key.
Amen.
Amen. That was a good taste of tea. And then that was Hebrew tea. One of the things that I say, being consistent, I think that's one of the things we as believers can be consistent. Consistency brings us to a point. The devil can't reject us. The devil can't lie us no more because we're consistent. We're consistent. We're consistent. We're consistent. See, the devil don't know what to do with some of us on the radio tonight. Well, he didn't heard our testimony, but he's going to fire back at us. As it was said by Dr. Newsom, when the fight was going on, the man said, "No mas, no mas, no mas." So that's what we have to do to the devil. We have to whoop that head, step on that head with prayer and praise and adoration. And I used to wonder why a lot of folks in the church sometimes, when they had prayer time, some folks get real happy. Old men, I watch them get up crying and praising God. I said to my mom and dad, I said, "Why are these men crazy, son?" He said, "One day you understand it. They ain't got happy. God has answered their prayers." And so it took me to get to where I'm now to understand it more. See, God is no respecter of person.
That's right.
And God want us to, amen. He want us to do what he says he's going to do. And if we do it, God's going to keep us. He's going to bless us.
That's right.
And all I can tell you tonight is the God we serve, the God we serve.
Yes.
Because God said.
He's faithful.
Because of one act, one of our acts on this radio station, God can make each person a multimillionaire in terms of grace of God, in terms of knowledge of God, in terms of understanding of God. See, because there are a lot of things yet that we have not understood. But God is patient for us. He loves us.
Yes.
He loves us. Good God Almighty. Like I saw, I'm about to get up right out of this house. I don't know. And see, when I was looking at a Facebook, the guy that used to play basketball, we used to be real good basketball players. They call him "Here's the Magic." Game over. Got a son who turned out to be a fruitcake. Now, this is on scripture. See, but some people say, "Well, don't do it." No, but you have to love that young man in spite of his adverse attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pray for him. I'm not going to judge him, because when a man or a woman get caught up on the wrong side of the fence, you got left shoes on the right foot. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Because See, you can't walk on the cold with with the left shoe on, because the left shoe ain't gonna fit on the right foot. It just don't happen.
That's right.
I will pray for him that he would understand. You ain't got to walk down to see the world and say, look at what I'm doing. See, y'all come on, join us. Ain't gonna happen. See a woman, see this woman, look at her. Well, I say, oh, it ain't gonna happen. A sister of mine in the body of Christ, I'm gonna pray her out. I'm gonna pray around her, pray through her, pray for her, because I know when the enemy comes in like us, when he comes in, we are the wherewithal to stop him. It's up to us to stop him. We ain't got to call each other. We can pray. I might call you apostle. I might call you sister. Might say you in New Jersey. I need a word. I need for you to pray for me. I'm not ashamed to request your prayer for me. Why? Because you're going to ask me to pray for you. See, when the Holy Spirit has made us, we have to understand. One thing I will say while we're on the radio, what God has blessed me with. I told somebody, I said, folks, we don't go back to the old way. Let me tell you something. Why do a lot of people take the Old Testament and go back to it? See, the Bible is rewritten every day we live. Because Jesus said, behold, I come in the volume of the books. There are some books that have not been written about him that are yet to be written. And some of the books I've been reading about what some old men in the past have done, and how they walk with God, what they have to go through with God. One I'm reading about, he said that every time he'd open his eyes, he started crying because he was a plumber. But he was abused his wife. But one day, the Holy Ghost got in charge of him. See, when the Holy Ghost get in charge, you're going to say, okay, God the Father, God the Son, here I am, what do y'all need? And this man is one of the greatest ministers. Smigglewitz, y'all heard of him, haven't you?
Yes.
I mean, the faith that he had moved folks for dead. He would put hands. They were, folks say, I'm going to do it. No, you ain't going to do it. It's going to take T-I-M-E. It's going to take time. It's going to take time. See, all of us are not being. See, the fivefold ministry is a ministry that God has given to the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He's given that to the body of Christ. And anybody say that, I own that. No, you don't. We have to stand firm in the days we're now living in. Because you're going to find some churches that's going to say, well, y'all ain't giving us money like you used to. Well, why are you taking all the money, Pastor, and spending it yourself? Why are you taking all the money, Apostle? Why, Teacher, Evangelist? See, but here is what's happening before us. Why these churches are losing a lot of people? Because the people, that's why I'm praying for us, people are looking for a sincere word.
Amen.
See, just like a few months ago, you put a word in Galatians 6. Continue. Be consistent. Be consistent. Be consistent. See, when you are consistent, it's like I told a person, I was going to buy a car. God said, not yet. Not yet. Shocked my wife. She said, what? I said, not yet. The God said, not yet. See, sometimes when you put your hand in God's hand, God has somebody give you everything you need. But are you, are you willing to give it back? Yes. You're talking to a witness. I believe God can, God is, God will. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. See,
amen.
Amen. Amen. I know when God had me in recent, somebody I know that needed some help. And I went and helped that person. And another person said, why you do that, hon? I said, because that's my nature. If it's not your spiritual nature, you ain't going to do nothing. But if you take every penny, see, every penny I got, God said, give it. God sent me to send y'all $600. I'm going to send it to you. Well, you know, why you going to do that? Because I know what God's going to do by my obedience.
Yeah.
God's going to open up that 600 gazillion times. I don't know what's going to come in. A new car, new tires, a new house, a new... See, I'm not looking at so much money, but I'm looking at the welfare of the whole person.
Amen.
Y'all about to say amen? And see,
amen.
See, when I pray and listen about in New Jersey, and I'm going to say it like an old boy, a New Jersey.
New Jersey.
New Jersey. New Jersey. I know they have to leave from one place to another. See, up there, it's not congested, but it's to the point. And New Jersey, where they have to go. See, now, so I wish we had the rails down here that they have up there. But God said, ain't the time yet. See, up there in New Jersey, New York, and all around there, the people travel by the rail. They can be 200 miles from home in 10 minutes to 15 to 20 minutes. Where down here in Texas, because we so large, well, we just going to ride and look and see. But that ain't what God wanted us to take our time. And you know what I want to just give everybody notice? If you're riding, listen to me, if you're riding in the state of Texas, texting on your radio, that's already a $250 to $5,000 fine. No exception. What about that? Yep, because too many people are not taking ear of what's happening. They're going to be on the texting and not looking down. You're supposed to be focused on what's happening. That's what God wants us to be focused on, his word. Focus.
Amen.
And you know one thing I like about the lady from New Jersey, when she get excited, she get to grinning. I know she happy then. So when she get happy, she start talking and start grinning. That's the Holy Giggle. Any of y'all got the Holy Giggle? Let me put a little more music on. Let me play a little more music in and see what God have us to do right now. And while we are talking, so we can do what God has called us to do. And it's a cup of tea with God. That's a good statement. A cup of tea with God. A cup of tea. Hallelujah. And that's an herb. That's an herb. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Amen. Someone has a word to say? Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to tell you, because we've got about 10 minutes left, and I want to just take the time out, and to each one of you that are on the line tonight, I pray, God, that the cup of tea we had tonight is a night that God has promised and given to us. And the more we stand firm with God, the more God will be there for us. So, to Sister Sonia, to the apostle, to the teacher, and the evangelist, tonight's the night that I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you,
amen.
Thank you. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Brother John.
Amen. If you have nothing else to say, I will get back with you at a later date. But I will send you an email on this, having a cup of tea. And I want to thank God for you. And I'm going to turn back on. Amen. So I love you. I love you. I love you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, sir.
Amen.
That's it, we have to go to church. Down here, look at the time, please.